Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, bless the Lord, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory be to you, living God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give your name the praise, we give your name the glory, hallelujah. We give your name the honor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day. Father God, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, God, for the air that we breathe, a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet, food on our tables. God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another service here, Father God. In Jesus' name, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, hallelujah, you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Saints, amen. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody, everybody. Top of the morning, amen. And thank God, amen, for one more day. Bless the Lord, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to thank God, amen, for all of our visitors chiming in on today. Thank you for signing in. Glory be to God. Please enjoy the services. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Put your bib on. Maybe you need a bib on. Amen. Whatever you need to do, get comfortable. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. The breakfast for champions, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. It is my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. On a daily basis. God got me on a 7-day schedule, but that's okay, because he don't take no days off of me. He don't take no days off of me. But look, if I got word that God told, if God sent me a message telling me he's taking Saturday off or any day off, I would tell you, it's going to be some trouble up in here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ballistic. Glory. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. Glory be to God. Number one, I probably would freeze up. That's, what? Does that mean that God, if you take a day off, that Satan can come? Lord, what? I don't even want to think about it, all right? Let's just say that. I don't even want to think about it. But God does it. He doesn't take a day off. He doesn't even take a break when it pertains to his children. God doesn't even blink his eye. Can you imagine? And y'all know we have to get our sleep. We get our sleep. Some of us don't get as much sleep as we need. Some of us get too much sleep. But regardless, we know that the average is somewhere between 6 and 10 hours. We need our sleep. But God doesn't even blink an eye. My God, that's our daddy. Amen. Glory. If this is your first time with us, please don't let it be your last time. Amen. We meet on this platform 6 days a week. No, we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Monday through Saturdays, we meet at this hour, and then we come back on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. And all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com. Amen and amen. All right, beloved, amen. We want to finish off the week. We started a lesson on yesterday, and didn't quite, you know, we can only share so much. Amen. So much. And it's so much in my heart to share with you. And I know sometimes I give you a lot of information. I really do. Amen. You know, we don't want to stuff you. Remember when, you know, we was growing up and our parents and grandparents would make, they would stuff us with that oatmeal. They would stuff us with those. They would make us eat that stuff. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. But, and it was good for us. That's the good thing. It was good for us. Because let me tell you, saints, those of you in my generation, we don't get sick like this new generation. We don't get sick like that. Glory be to God. I mean, we got some little stuff going on, but for the most part, we doing pretty good. We doing pretty good, and that's because, you know, our parents and our guardians, they took good care of us. They fed us right. Glory be to God, and gave us that castor oil and whatever else, you know what I mean, their homemade remedy. But we doing pretty good. See? Glory be to God. So I don't mean to, you know, stuff you, you know what I mean, but it's so much to share, so much to give. Amen. Glory be to God. But we can only do so much in the platform that we're in, so we have to break it down. Amen. But the Lord is definitely talking to us. Amen. And we want to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. We want to pick up where we left off. Amen. On yesterday, coming out of the book of James. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us move to chapter number one. Amen. We want to do the part B. We did part A on the scripture. We want to do part B today. Amen. James chapter number one. I'm just going to read just a couple verses in your hearing. Let's start with verse number 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Verse number 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of God, for the wrath of man, worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, beloved. Amen. And verse number 21, amen, we shared with you yesterday, amen, glory be to God. And it tells us, amen, wherefore laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And so we broke that down for you in the Greek yesterday, what it means to lay apart. When you make a conscientious, intentional decision, you choose to let it go, lay it down, push it away. Lay it down, push it away, amen, out of your reach. You're not coming back for it. You don't want it no more. Right? That's not what you want. See? And so we talked about that yesterday. Amen. A lot of us, amen, have laid some stuff aside, and some of us still need to lay some stuff aside. We waiting for God to take something, take it away from us. God's not taking anything that you're not giving him. He's not taking anything. He's waiting for you to surrender. Amen. Surrender, to humble yourself, to submit. Amen. Glory be to God. The truth of the matter is, beloved, we are not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Because when Jesus died on Calvary, beloved, when Jesus said it was finished, he wasn't babbling. He wasn't out of his mind because he had bled so much. Jesus was out of his mind. The devil is a liar. Jesus knew what he said, and he said what he meant. He said it's finished. Now, either we believe it or not, it was done. It was done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, don't get me, Lord have mercy. I'm ready to preach a resurrection message. Matter of fact, every message is a resurrection message. If you're preaching about the Jesus that died on the cross. Amen. Glory be to God. But now today, for a couple of minutes, I wanted to look at part B of that scripture. All right, so we already know, if you missed yesterday's teaching, it's in the archive, you can pull it up, okay? Okay, it tells us to lay apart, beloved, to lay it apart. Make a decision, you lay it apart, you lay it apart. Glory be to God. But today, we just want to look at what he tells us to lay apart. He's telling us to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Glory be to God. So here, beloved, James is telling us that we must remove and discard from our lives whatever is meant by these two concepts. And it is imperative that we understand exactly what he is talking about. See, in all our getting, the Bible says get an understanding. Why? Because as we prayed this morning on the 5 o'clock platform, amen, God does not want us to be ignorant. Now, when we say the word ignorant, we're talking about unlearned. God, that's not God's will for you. God wants you to be learned. He wants you to have an understanding. He does not want you, amen, to be ignorant. So that's why we like to sort of take it, you know what I mean? I know I spend a little bit of time, and I might go a little too deep for some of you at this particular stage of your spiritual development, but I always try to bring it back home. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you lose me in the interim, you catch up with me at the end. Amen. To make sure you get the message. But we have to remember with our platform, beloved, not only are we ministering to the ministry partners here at the Life Word Jesus, we have an audience around the world on this platform. We have to remember we have people that just came to Christ. We have people that's not saved yet. See? Glory be to God. People that are still trying to understand. People that are students of the Bible. Glory be to God. Scholars. Amen. We don't know who's listening. We got statistics. Okay? All around the world. They're listening. See? Glory be to God. So what the Holy Spirit in his wisdom does, when we allow the Holy Spirit to teach, when we allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us, he'll give you a message, and everybody on every level, amen, can relate. See, it was something in that message, amen, for the new believer. It was something in that message for the seasoned believer. Come on now. It was something in that message for somebody that's going through. It was something in that message for somebody who just came out. Oh, my God. That's how the Holy Spirit knows how to do it. That's why, beloved, all we need to do is study and show ourselves approved and come and open our mouth. And the Holy Spirit knows how to do it. And everybody in the room got something. You know, it's like when you go to a smorgasbord. Glory be to God. I went to a very lovely event. A nonprofit event last night, very nonprofit, and they had the buffet there, and there was something there for everybody. They had the collard greens, they had the string beans, they had the chicken, they had the fish, they had the cake over here. They had something for everybody. So, you know, so you can get a little bit of it all, and some of us that way, glory be to God. You know, feed me. Give me a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. And some of us a little bit more picky, or we eat according to what we need. And said, I'll just take a little fish of string beans tonight. Amen. But it's something for everybody. Amen. Glory. And this is what God meant when he said that man shall not live by bread alone. Now, you need the bread. Don't try to, don't give me my bread now. When I say bread, I'm talking about food in general. Amen. He's not just talking about the wheat bread, beloved. When Jesus said man should not live by bread alone, he's talking about food in general. You cannot live without eating physically. But he said, but that's not enough. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so that's why the Holy Spirit and all his wisdom, that's why I love God so much and learning to love him more. You know, every day. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. So let's look at part B. We saw part A yesterday. We're going to look at part B today. Wherefore lay apart. All right, so if we took a little pop quiz today, and I asked you you guys, what does it mean to lay apart? I'm sure after yesterday's teaching, okay, you'll be able to break that down, what it means to lay apart. Okay, see, that's why when we study in the Greek, we get the real true meaning, the real intentions, amen, of what was written. See, now, the thing about the English vocabulary, and we thank God for the English vocabulary, but y'all know one word in English could have like 20 different meanings. That same one word, amen, glory be to God, amen, but not in the Greek, beloved. So that's why it's good, amen. A nice Christmas gift, amen, if you're doing Pollyanna this year, so somebody give you a Greek dictionary, glory be to God, or look, treat yourself. Treat yourself. Look, I bought a lot of gifts this year. I bought a lot of gifts because, as you know, you're all being honored on next Sunday. Amen. And I spent a lot of money. I did. But because I just, you know, wanted to do that. Some, you know, quality gifts. Not just sometimes people give you something from the dollar. There's nothing wrong with the dollar store. I shop at the dollar store, too. But I had people that give me gifts that was breaking up in my hand as I was taking the gift wrapping paper off, you know, just to give you something to say they gave you something. You know, cut it, saints. If you don't have it, don't do it. Just buying people something and it's breaking up and fading and, you know, do quality. Glory be to God. But I said that to say, look, while I was shopping for the ministry partners and shopping for my family, amen. I got myself two gifts. I treated myself. Glory be to God. I had these two nice gifts, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And I said, I know what I'm going to do with it. Doggone it. This is your Christmas gift. Oh, thanks. Amen. And so I went to this event last night, this nonprofit event, and they did this raffle, and I won, not once, but I won twice. I won a big bag of Pazzarotti jewelry, big bag. I think it's an $80 value. And the second one, you should see this beautiful tea collection. It's like all these different teas and the teapot, this crystal teapot. I think they said the value of that was over $100. And they could not believe I won twice. I said, because it's double blessing. This is my double season. They said, the night is your night. I said, no, the night ain't my night. I said, this is my season. And God done confirmed it. Because I walked out of there. And I think they was looking around, because when I won the second time, they was expecting me to give the gift, like, you know, give the second gift back to say, hey, I won the first, you know, draw again and get it to somebody else. I said, heck to the no. This is my season. I ain't making no apologies for my blessings. What you gonna do with all that money, Pastor? I ain't making no apologies for my blessings. That's what I'm gonna do. Glory be to God. I walked out of there. They had to give me some help. You should see this gift bag. It is beautiful. I'm gonna take a picture with it. I'm gonna say, now, Frida. Then I said, well, maybe I can get it to somebody for Christmas. Yeah, I see. I'm going to give it to somebody, all right. Her name is Pastor Frida Bradford. Okay, so, and to God be all the praise. I just, and you know what? And sometimes I do that. Sometimes I want to give my blessings away. And I used to do that. You bless me with a pair of gloves, and then I, you know what I mean? Then I know somebody that need gloves, and I give them the gloves you gave me. I don't do that no more. Now, if they need some gloves, I'll go out there and buy them some gloves or give them some money to buy some gloves. They can't have these gloves right here because somebody blessed me with these. See? Stop giving your blessings away, say. Unless the Lord tell you. All right. So, I said all that to say amen. So, we need the Greek definition so we can really find out what the Spirit is saying. All right. So, we looked at part A yesterday, wherefore lay apart. Today, we want to look at part B. Which says all filthiness and superfluity, amen, of naughtiness. All filthiness. Underline that in your Bible, saints. That word for filthiness in the Greek, amen, beloved, describes obnoxious filthiness. I mean, like raunchy type of filthiness, like crazy type of filthiness, like filthy, filthy, like stinking filthy. Glory be to God. And it's the same word that James uses in James chapter 2, verse number 2. And I'll read that in your hearing. You can write that down or go with me in your Bibles, James 2 and 2. It's the same word. Let me read that for you. It says, for if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and in goodly apparel, and there comes in also a man in vile raiment. So he's using the analogy. You got one man all dressed up, shoes shine, you know what I mean? Designer suits, well shaved, you know what I mean? And got on the cologne, you know what I mean? Just, you know, bling bling in it. And then you got another man come in vile raiment, filthy. He been living in the streets. Haven't had a bath in months. Need a shave. Need a change of underwear. Need a change of clothes. I don't know about y'all, but I've been around people like that. They stink. Matter of fact, they stink to the extent that it really you can become nauseous. You can really become ill. See, that's what the James is saying here, vile raiment. See, glory be to God. Filthy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So here, beloved, amen, in this verse, James describes two categories of people who attended the early church. Same as we got two categories of people that attend the church today. Those who are in nice apparel, and those who are filthy dirty. But especially back in those days, beloved, they didn't have the conveniences that we have today, the conveniences that we take for granted. We can just walk in the other room, turn the water on. You know what I mean? Wash with soap. We got liquid soap. We got bar soap. We got bubble bath. We got sponges. We got oils. Huh? And we got a roof over our head. We're not taking a bath in the woods. And we don't have to go to the outhouse. Oh, we take so much for granted. So, amen. He says, so you're giving honor to the man, amen, that comes in all dressed up. And it's the truth. They did a survey. They sent two men into a department store. The one man was dressed to kill. The other man was, you know, dressed raggedly. The man dressed raggedly got in the store first. Then when the man dressed to kill came in, they ignored the other man. They ignored him, didn't even give him any type of respect and act like they didn't want to wait on him. Why? Because of the way the man was dressed? Wow. So that goes to show, too, that our appearance means a lot, but it ain't all that. Amen. Glory be to God, because all it is an appearance. The Bible says man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. Glory be to God. So when James says that, glory be to God, here comes the man that's dressed up. Here comes the man in vile raiment. The word that vile, amen, that James uses, it's the same word for filthiness in our scripture today. It's the same word. Lay apart all filthiness. Glory be to God. And James, amen, when he talks about the rich man or the man that's dressed up and the man in vile apparel, glory be to God, that word portrays a man whose body and clothes are so encrusted with filth that he emits a disgusting odor to everybody nearby. I don't know about you. Has anybody here, if we could reach, you know, if we was in an open setting today, I would ask you to raise your hands. And ask, have any of you ever smelled the person who stank that badly? Oh, and don't let them get wet. Don't let them stink and let it rain and they get wet. That happened once, and the person, I was on public transportation, and he came and said, I really was about to throw up. Woo, my God. Take just one whiff of that kind of stench, beloved, and you'll never, ever, ever want to smell it again. And this is the same Greek word that James uses in our scripture when he describes believers who have bad attitudes. Just bad attitudes. And we see it. We say we love the Lord, but our attitude is filthy. Our attitudes is vile. In other words, beloved, when a believer is being pessimistic, when a believer is being downbeat, when a believer is being negative, when a believer is being uncooperative, when a believer is being gloomy, cynical, or indifferent, it just flat stinks. Filthiness, vile. That's what the Bible says. Nothing stinks worse than an attitude of a grumpy and a pessimistic person. In fact, a person with a bad attitude emits such a distasteful aroma that it will literally drive people away from them. You don't even want, okay, you said conversation over. I remember I got to go. All right, I'll talk to you later. People don't even want to be around you. Okay, who going to be there? What? So-and-so going to be there? No, I can't make it. People don't even want to be around you. You show up, they got to go. You call, they let you go into voicemail. Matter of fact, they done blocked your call. You can't even call in. They don't even want to hear from you. Because if you're not careful, that pessimistic, being so pessimistic and gloomy can be very contagious. You was on top. You was feeling good. But now you got around this poison, huh? And you didn't deal with it. Amen. Well, you could have shut it down, but you didn't. See? Now it's contagious. And people don't want to be around you. We have one family member, in particular my family, we still praying. We praying for this sister. Because every time she come, here, Lord, we know. Oh, God. Here it go, y'all. She never fails to disappoint us. This person has to make the decision, amen, to do as the word is telling us to do today. Lay aside all filthiness, which in this case is not referring to dirty clothes, beloved, as we talked about, amen, yesterday, but the stinking and repulsive attitudes that they carry in their life. Your attitude determines your aptitude. As a man, as a woman thinks, so are they. I just can't help it. No, you can't help it. You're born again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become. You're born again. You're born of an incorruptible seed. What are you talking about? You can't help it. You just haven't made a decision to lay it aside. You wait for some miracle to take place. The miracle was your new birth. That's the only miracle you need in this situation. All you need to do now is hear the word, receive the word, embrace the word. And the word will do the work. Because the word of God works when we work it. It is not automatic. That's why we need faith. If the word of God was automatic, we wouldn't need faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's read this verse in the Greek.
In light of what I've told you, it's time for you to remove those stinking, foul-smelling, rank garments. Y'all know what the word rank means. Anybody ever smell anything rank? Oh, God. That's a perfect word, amen, for that smell, rank. Beloved, someone was sharing with me, glory be to God, and I heard a story, amen, about this couple. And they took in this young man. He had been living out in the streets. He had been homeless. He hadn't had a bath in weeks, maybe longer, okay? And they had compassion for him. They didn't take him to the YMCA. They actually brought the guy home. And, you know, to the best of their ability, it was terrible because the boy was funky, all right? But they did their best to help him out. He took a nice, you know, took a bath, took a shower, cleaned up. They cut his hair and, you know, really cleaned the guy up, really cleaned the guy up. They said, but when the guy, amen, got up out of the shower, he reached back for the same dirty clothes that he had taken off, the same dirty clothes that he had wore when he was living in the streets for 1 month after he had cleaned up and got out the shower with the zest and smelling all fresh. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, it's the body of Christ is the same way. Sometimes we're the same way, beloved. Glory be to God. That's what a lot of Christians do. Jesus' blood washes and cleanses us. And God gives us a new robe of righteousness. But many people were reared in negative, faithless environments and was never taught God's word. They don't know who they are. They don't know whose they are. Glory be to God. And these Christians, beloved, have walked in these negative attitudes for so long. They've been negative for so long. They've been negative all their lives that their negativity has become a part of their thinking. Beloved, Jesus has washed and cleansed them by his blood. He has showered them with his grace and his power. But those wrong attitudes have been a part of their lives for so long that they are still tempted to reach down, pick up them dirty clothes, put them back on, snap them back in place, pull the zipper up, fasten the buttons, and keep acting the same old way they did before they were saved. The same way before they were saved. Glory be to God. Beloved, these people are inwardly changed. Inwardly they're changed because they're born again. But their old thinking patterns have become a bad habit. And that's why the Bible tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, beloved, because of the bad habits, because they haven't been changed by the word of God, amen, they still wear the old filthy attitudes. Even though those negative attitudes are no longer consistent with the clean new condition of the inner man. Inner man is clean because you're saved, but the outward man is filthy because you keep putting on the dirty clothes. The old way of thinking, the old habits, those old attitudes. See, gotta give you some new clothes, baby. Give you some new clothes. You ain't even got to wash them dirty clothes. Throw them in the trash. Got to give you some new clothes. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, for people who fit this description, it will take a strong act of determination for them to stay free of those old embraces. It's going to be a strong act of determination. We have, let's pray for them, saints. They're stuck. They're stuck in the old paradigm. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like they're stuck. They don't know that they can be different. They don't know that they can do things different. They don't know that God has made all things new. So they saved, but they're living like they're not saved. They free, but they're living like they're in bondage. It's like they're in prison without bars. Can you imagine? They are in prison with no bars. They can leave anytime they want because there's no bars. They can leave anytime they want. But they act like they are in lockdown because they are. That's why it's so important, beloved, for us to understand the words lay aside, as we talked about on yesterday. Lay aside. You lay it aside. I'm just waiting for God to, no. You lay it aside. You choose. You could choose death. You could choose life. You could choose to lay it aside, or you can choose not to. So how can you have two born-again believers and one who has a bright outlook, very optimistic, joy, you know, always, you know, looking on the bright side, always seeing the glass half full, you know, always looking for possibilities and opportunities? Then you got this other person, they're born again too. But they're so negative. Always looking down, always seeing the glass half empty instead of half full, never looking for opportunities. Glory be to pessimistic about everybody, gloomy, indifferent, don't want to cooperate, always got a word, always got an argument. What's the difference? They was raised up in the same neighborhood. Why the drastic difference, Pastor? Because one, I'm going to get that good question. Thank you for answering as we close. Thank you for asking that question. Let me answer it for you. Because one of them chose to lay aside. One of them chose to take off them dirty clothes and say, I ain't going back to that set of garments. And the other one, other person held on as a crutch. I'm so weak. And you know, and it's just the way I was raised up. And you know, and you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I know. I know what you need to know, what the word of God says. That's what you need to know. See, one uses that as a crutch. I'm only human. Yeah, we know you're human. That's why Jesus died, to put his super on your natural. See, and that person have a bunch of excuses why they're so negative. And you know, no one's given me anything. No one's been fair to me. And on and on and on. But if anybody had some excuses, Jesus still had a bunch of them he could have used, and he used none of them. The other person had the same story. They've been misused. They didn't have a wonderful childhood, et cetera. And, but they chose to let it go. They chose to commit it to the Lord. That don't mean they didn't cry. That don't mean they didn't bleed. That don't mean they didn't hurt. That didn't mean they didn't go hungry a couple nights. That don't mean they didn't experience child abuse, might have been raped, whatever. They chose to commit it unto the Lord. And the other person want to hold on to it and suck on it. Give me a pap to suck. Glory be to God. Give me a pacifier. Huh? That's the difference. One committed it unto the Lord. and the other one is still holding on to it. And it's not making you better, it's making you bitter. Not only do nobody like you, you don't even like yourself. But Jesus can turn all that around. But Jesus can turn all that around today. You don't have to wait till Sunday. You don't have to wait till no special event. Right now in this moment, Jesus can turn it around. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. In the Greek, glory be to God, our scripture describes someone who deliberately lays down the wrong attitudes and pushes them so far out of range that she isn't able to reach down and pick them up again. It's gone. It's gone, baby. It's down the sewer. It's gone. You can't get it. That's the attitude. That's how adamant you have to be. It's over. Enough is enough already. Hallelujah. Lord, change me. Lord, help me. Help me to be changed. Hallelujah. By the power of your word. So before you get too busy this morning, beloved, why don't you take a few minutes and ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there are any stinking attitudes from the past that you're still carrying around in your life. Because it's easy to happen. It's easy to happen. When I pick up something in my spirit, I put it immediately under the blood and thank the Holy Spirit for showing me. Why don't you ask him to show you? Beloved, glory be to God. And I guarantee you that he will reveal them to you. And then after he reveals it to you, he'll give you the power to remove these foul-smelling negative attitudes from your life. You want to be free today? Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for washing us with the blood of Jesus and for making us brand new. We want to thank you for forgiving us, Father, for clinging to our old ways of thinking and of doing things. Father, today we ask you to help us drop those old habits and those old attitudes and to never pick them up again. By ourselves, Father God, this would be almost impossible. But man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. And we know that by your power and your power alone, we can walk free. Right now, we release those old attitudes and habits that we have been carrying around with us for so long. And we ask you to help us think and behave in a way that's consistent with the new creature in Jesus Christ you have made us to be. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Bless God. All right. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. This is the word of God that will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. If you can't say amen, say out, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all good. It's all good. God is taking us somewhere. Amen and amen. In form of announcements, altar prayer, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Amen. And then, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. Glory be to God. Y'all know how we do. Amen. Y'all know how stuff happens. And we got people calling in at the last minute for a seat at the feast taking place next Sunday. Thank God I prepared for that. Amen. I budgeted in a few extra because I knew it was going to be some Johnny come lately. Amen. So we got them covered. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. So this is what we're going to do. The room holds 200 people. We have about 100 people, maybe 102 people. Amen. and we're going to sit six people at a table. And the place I was at last night, I know that they had six at a table. You got elbow room, spacious room. So we're not going to do the eight at the table. We're going to do six at the table. Amen. So we just have to decorate a couple more tables. Amen. Also, saints, let me tell you this so you can bring some cash with you. Amen. If you have it, there's going to be a photographer there taking pictures of the event. They'll be able to take pictures that you can take home. They'll take the pictures, put it in a paper frame for you, and it's going to be $10. $10 for you to take a picture with Pastor Bradford and take it home with your paper frame, and then just put a gold frame around it when you get home. How about that? Amen. I want a picture with all of you. I want a picture with all of you and your guests. Amen. I'm just going to be taking pictures all day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, amen. So $10, amen, per picture. Amen. If you want more, you can have as many as you want. So just want you to know that there will be pictures available for you to take home. And Sister Joanne Thurman will be there, amen, with her books. Amen. Glory be to God. The Leading Lady is Death. Amen. Her books are $20. Amen. For that classic book of poetry. And really, next time, beloved, we're going to have, we're going to be promoting all of our entrepreneurs. We know some of you advertised in the Souvenir Journal. Thank you so much. Amen. For investing in yourself. And the other ones of you, if you, like we said, if you give us the business cards in time, we'll put them in the gift bag. But next year, we're going to do something very, very different, because we want to promote every entrepreneur in this ministry, everyone who owns a business, whatever type of business you have. Amen. We want to promote you. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. There's some other announcements, but we'll share that later. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the weather, we believe God is going to stay nice the way it is. Amen. If the snow comes, it's going to come after next Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. It's going to be clear weather. Amen. We're just going to just have a good time in the Lord. So those are our announcements. So I said all that to say, if you got, you know, one another person, amen, that want to jump in at the last minute, I sort of calculated that. So because we know that happens. Stuff happens. That life happens. Sometimes you intend to come. Something happened. You can't come. And then you got people that just at the spur of the moment people. They just at the spur of the moment people. And I like spur of the moment too. But sometimes you got to do things a little bit differently. All right. All right. That's it for the day. That's it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are going to be giving away toys. Amen. There's a toy drive on December the 23rd. Amen. I'll be giving out that information next week. Amen. If you know anybody that needs toys, if you want to donate toys, okay. And, of course, our ministry, amen, we want to be a blessing. Amen. That's going to be happening on the 23rd of December in the Alamy section of Philadelphia. Amen. So we'll be giving you more information on that so you can spread the word, okay, for children that need toys or if you would like to donate toys, amen, to this, amen, nonprofit event. Amen. In Jesus' name. Erica Bradford is sponsoring a trip to Washington, D.C., to the Museum of the Bible. Woo, I heard that was an awesome place. Well, yeah, I'm going. Good God gave you, it's the day before our event, but our event don't start at 5:00. And I'm not driving. We're going on the coach bus so I can sleep. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going. Amen. Glory be to God. I think she got about 3 seats left. Amen. And I hear this place is breathtaking. Breathtaking. Museum of the Bible. Amen. The bus, the coach bus is leaving from the Willow Grove Mall on next Saturday. Amen. And I think we are expected to be back home around 8:30 that night. Amen. So it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Saints, come on. Don't die till you get finished living. Glory be to God. Live. Come on. Now we find money to do anything we want to do. Come on. Treat yourself. You want to buy somebody a Christmas gift? Buy yourself something. Do something special for yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. We love the Lord. Amen. Anyone desiring, amen, to sow into the soil of this ministry, there's several ways you can give. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA, 19038. Our Cash App address is Life for Jesus, $Life for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. And or you can just go straight to the website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, amen, and hit the button, glory be to God, in Jesus' name. So they took my temperature last night when I came in. We all had our masks on. I think my mother had one of those temperature things. I probably can borrow hers. I was just thinking, I said, I wonder what they was going to do if I had a fever. Guess they was going to send me home. Yeah, I guess that's the right thing to do. Well, this is because you got a fever don't mean you got the COVID, though. But it's all well. It's all well because this event has been saturated in the blood. It's been saturated in the blood. Guess what? And we ain't going to stop praying. Amen. Until we get a benediction on the 19th. Amen. I love you. I love you. It ain't nothing you could do about it either. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us. In Jesus' name. Father God, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears, sorrow, premature death. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. May we not even experience a mechanical malfunction today. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for helping us to lay apart our filthy attitude, Father, and take on the mind of Christ, because holiness and filthiness don't agree. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, in Jesus' name. Thank you, saints. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
you ask for in faith, my child, whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. It shall.
Say the love.